Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, sorry. Hello, everybody. I thought she had some music queued up, but I apologize. Anyways, welcome to the Lenis's psychic readings, and I just want to say real quickly, in case you're unaware, Lenis is actually out sick today, so Nina and I, Brenda, will be standing in for her. And we pick up a whole lot of things that sometimes we don't want to pick up, but we will certainly try to pick up what we can for you and do as much of a service as we can. We will talk about a few other things. And so I know we have somebody that's waiting on hold, and if you can hear me, just, you know, hold on just a little bit longer, sweetie, and we will get to you. But first I want to just open it up with a prayer that Lenis had. You can pick up a lot of prayers on her website, theessenceofsuccess.com. And this prayer, oh, Nina, did you want to say hello?
Hello, everyone.
Okay. Okay, so this prayer, she says, this is a prayer for peace and love. And I think it's very apropos with the blood moon that we just had. So here's a prayer to let this seep into your soul. And again, if you'd like to check these out and use them in your daily life, they're on her website, theessenceofsuccess.com. Dear God, angels, miracles, enlighten what's dark in me. Strengthen what's weak in me. Mend what's broken in me. Bind what's bruised in me. Heal what's sick in me. And lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in me. Thank you, God, angels, and miracles. Now, because
amen.
We have somebody that's been... Sorry, were you going to say something, Nina?
No, I've just said amen.
Amen.
It was a beautiful prayer.
Okay, now, since we have somebody who's been waiting for so long, I don't want to force them to wait too much longer, so we're just going to go ahead and start with our first caller, and... our first caller is calling from 478, is it area code? Hello, this is Brenda and Nina. How are you today?
Hi, Brenda and Nina. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you? Okay. Go ahead.
What's wrong?
You go ahead.
No, I'm just going to ask you, what did you want today? But I cut you off, sweetie. Go ahead.
I want to look at when you see me get a promotion in my career.
Okay. When? Well, I'm seeing some hurdles that you have to crawl over first. I'm not sure what these are, but I am seeing those.
Okay.
I think there's something you have to clear up first.
Clear up.
I have no idea what it is. All I see is that there's something there that needs to be fixed.
That needs to be fixed.
There's a woman that's real important in your place of employment. Are you good friends with somebody that, is it your boss or your supervisor?
Well, actually, I'm an assistant principal, and this year because of budget, they split me between two schools. So I have a male who's always been at the school I've been for 5 years, and then this year I was split with a female at the new school, and we kind of became close.
Okay. Interesting. Only reason I'm saying interesting is because I'm getting sort of a loom from her, even though she's sort of seemingly close to you. I think she's part of the obstacles that Nina's talking about. And I'm not trying to give you the creep. I'm not trying to say that she's running behind you, sort of an underhanded thing. And
no,
all
but I know what you're talking about. She's very controlling. She has to be in control of everything, but she's a good person. But she can't let.
So it may be that she inadvertently causes some problems with you moving forward in a higher level. And and that might be because she's trying to convince you you're either not ready or you should try for some place that's actually not the better place for you to try.
She actually wants me to come to her school full time, and I don't want that.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I just the first thing that was coming in my head is there's this woman, and it's like, if it's her boss, this is not good. That's probably what Nina said. And then I thought, no, it's almost like somebody who's not quite in her boss position, but somebody close to her or being close to her. And is So I'm going to tell you this. That Nina's telling you that there's a block, and I believe she's the block because she's the thing that was bonging in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And that you really need to stick to your guns about what you choose to do. And, you know, be polite, maybe even acquiesce with her as best as you can. But, once she stops that blockage, things are going to move much better for you. But it's one of those situations where you're going to need to really be careful about how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because her feelings, if she gets hurt, she could get hurt and then she can react badly.
Okay.
I don't think she really means any harm.
If anything came open, so it wouldn't be like, because when I first met her, she told me she likes people to be loyal to her. And I go, oh, my God, in my mind, like that.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, I think that's definitely what I was picking up. And you'll have to solve this very delicately. And then you'll be able to move forward. Because I think that's kind of what's holding things back right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
it's how people sort of lovingly hold and say they don't realize that they're actually preventing us from something. They think they know what's best for us, and they sort of forget that they're really trying to do what's best for them. Because there's no doubt in my mind that you would really benefit her area if you were there all the time.
Yeah, because I really helped her a lot in discipline. She really never had a person before, and I'm very good at discipline with kids, so I take a lot of that off of her before it actually gets to her office. So she has talked to me on several occasions about how discipline has improved this year by me being there, but I really don't want to be there full time.
I would, if you could get her to say, hey, you know what, I know you say all this about the benefits, but it would be nice if you wrote something up so it could go on my file, because that might actually help me get.
She gave me a review on my leader keys.
She what?
She gave me a good review on my leader keys. We do leader keys here in Georgia for leaders, and she gave me a great review.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. So it sounds like she can help you. She's understandably, we get a good thing, we want to hold on to it.
Yeah.
It sounds like, once that sort of gets cleared up, if there's a position that opens up in the place that you really want to go, don't hold back. I mean, I wouldn't
now,
necessarily.
Now, there is my guy principal, he told me just today that he's applying for associate superintendent in a county that he lives in, which is closer. So then he said he would talk to the superintendent to get me to move up in that place, but it wasn't a guarantee. So I just want to know if he's being truthful about that also.
Hey,
Hello? Yeah, I don't. I'm not getting any negative off of him at all.
Okay.
So, and I get I'm not getting anything like this is not true. So.
See you tomorrow.
Okay.
What'd you say, Nina?
Oh, I'm just saying goodbye to one of my little ones. I run
oh, okay.
a daycare.
Okay. So yeah. So to me, it's at least. Yeah, I'm. Listen, you're. It's no joke that your skills are really wanted.
Yeah,
it is no joke. So,
okay.
Listen, I. You know, I wouldn't write anything out. But you know, if the other woman off, you know, if you're offered a job in one place, but you know you sort of holding out a little bit longer at the other, I would just let him
mm-hmm.
know. It's like, here's the thing. You know, this has come up. You know, if you really want me there, I'm not going to want to switch jobs right after I get to the new place because that's not going to look good on my record.
Yeah.
And if you think that, you know, and if you think it would be better for you to even check out the employment situation on your own, well, it probably would be a good idea for you to check out what's going on your own.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I would do that just in case.
Okay.
But I'm not getting any negative feeling from him.
Okay.
No,
All right. Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
No, you're
all
very
right.
welcome.
Yeah, Patricia,
have a good day,
we'll certainly say a prayer for you. And please call us back. Let us know how things went.
I will. Thank
Thanks
you, ladies.
For waiting so long,
Thank
sweetie.
You.
Really appreciate it. Bye-bye. Is she still there? Are you staying?
No, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That was awesome. That's not even
I
my word.
I picked up what you didn't. Woohoo!
Well, yeah, that's how it works. I mean, and folks, if you're listening in, I mean, the way this works, it's, you know, we get our impressions and we have our different varying skills. Obviously, we all know that Lennis, you know, she gets you that riled up. She says things differently than I do, and she says things differently than Nina does, and we all do say things different. And as you know, that this, well, if you don't know, this kind of ability is it's what it is. So
yeah, it is what it is. That's for sure.
But then so
and
life.
Just to let you all know, the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. I'm not going to chat with you, but if you want to want us to answer a question for you and you don't want to be live on the air, just come in the chat room and type out your question and we'll answer it for you.
Okay, yeah, we're paying attention. Or Nina is. She's the chat queen for the radio network. And yes. So, anyways, this is a big week, folks. The blood moon came in, and everybody was ooh and ah. But the effects of that is not just like this one-time moment. It has effects that go, I believe Linus was telling us last week, that it goes through the next year. And one of the other things that Linus told us last week was something big was getting ready to happen, like a really huge event. And she basically let us know that it wasn't probably going to be a pleasant one. And then, of course, we had the sinking of the ferry in South Korea, I believe it is, just a couple of days ago with the blood moon came this and what's
yeah, that
really
was yesterday,
horrific.
Wasn't it?
It's what's horrific is there were so many, I think there's 100 lost, and many of these people on this ferry were teenagers, students, or students. So what I'm prefacing this to say is, yeah, the moon had the red tinge from the different atmospheric reasons, and there is energy that's flowing through to next year. And I believe what we said last week was hold on tight.
Yeah, it was.
It's not really a laughing matter, but really I was serious when I said hold on tight. So,
Brenda, isn't there supposed to be another 3 or 4 blood moons in the next year and a half?
Well, it's, yeah, I believe so. I think Lena said there was four.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I heard too.
It's a phase that's going through, yeah.
Yeah, and it could be a very rough ride for everyone for the next year. This Earth is going to do some, be going through some drastic changes, and hang on.
And, yes, and just today I was reading about a woman who had her friend, she has to do with healthy foods and eating and living lifestyles, and one of the people she knew had called and asked her for some serious help for getting healthy, which was interesting that she called with that. And the woman who hadn't got a chance to get back to her found out today that she had passed on. So she'd passed away. So, and I'm not saying this to tell you that the blood moon's going to knock people off left and right, but what I think is most important about this is holding your loved ones tight while you can. I mean, if you haven't hugged the people in your life that you live with, like, for instance, your husband, your wife, your children, the dog, the cat, whoever lives with you, if you haven't hugged them today, you know, understand that tomorrow may not come where you have that opportunity. By that same token, you know, make sure that you get in touch with the people in your life that you love that you haven't talked to in the last 6 months or 3 months or months. You know, make sure that you keep up the connections with the people that matter to you, your inner sanctum, because it happens. It happens.
It does.
Where
it happens all too often. And you know, if you're thinking about the person, call them. There's a reason you're thinking about them. Call that person. Find out what's going on. But definitely, if you are thinking
that.
About that person, don't put it off. Do not
put it off. And go ahead.
No, it's okay.
I had two circumstances with two very good friends that the whole best friend thing doesn't really work for me because my friends are all individuals and there's nobody that can replace them. Nobody. So for two of them, one time it was a gentleman that I had worked with and he just was such a kind soul, and I come from a family that sort of terrorizes the people they love, so I terrorized him all the time because that was what I did, and he was so sweet to me, and he had called me and wanted to get together, and I was just really busy, and I kept meaning to call him. Like, every day I kept thinking, I got to call Chuck back, and I didn't get around to it. And about a month later, I thought, okay, that's it. I am calling him, and I'm going to make him feel like he's the one that need to stay in touch with me, because that's the way I would talk to Chuck. And I called, and I heard the voice that sounded just like Chuck, and I immediately started berating him for not calling me sooner because the number had changed. His number had changed, and I basically told him that he didn't have a right to change his number without consulting me first. I was awful. And then finally, after this tirade, this person says, I think you were meaning to reach my brother. And I was immediately embarrassed because I am bad about it. And he explained that his brother had passed away. And he had fallen into a diabetic coma. And nobody in his stupid house building thought anything of the fact that he hadn't come out of his room in 3 days. And he didn't go to work, and nobody questioned that, and he'd never missed a day. He'd never been late, even when he had been mugged and beaten up. He came into work with a broken jaw he was probably 1 minute late. Never missed work. And all these things to me are how we sort of take care of each other and how we love each other, because something's just a little bit off. You know, that's when we should be engaged, like, what's going on? Because that might be the time that you could save your friend or whatever. And I was really heartbroken about it. I was so heartbroken. And I cried a lot. And then one night I had this dream. And Chuck was in a totally formal suit, and he was at this dinner at this big long table with a bunch of people in formal black and white wear. So he had this incredible tux on, which Chuck would never have probably been wearing, because he was pretty, he just wouldn't have been wearing that. And wasn't somebody who had a lot of money, didn't go to those kind of affairs. He lived a really simple life. But I was a server in this dream, and I went by Chuck, and I said, "Oh, that's a really nice suit, Chuck." And I said, "Did you rent it or do you own it?" And he was sort of annoyed that I was bothering him, because whatever formal dinner was going on. And then I went to serve his soup, and I purposely spilled some soup onto his suit, because I really am that bad, folks. You'd be glad you're not my friend.
No, you're not.
And I started laughing, and Chuck was really clearly upset as he was trying to clear the soup off of his suit. And I asked him again, I said, "Did you say it was rented or did you buy it?" And he was such a kind, loving guy. He wouldn't even say to get mad at me. He never got mad at me and all the little tricks I would play on him. And then something else happened, and I made him uncomfortable. And he never looked at me wrong. And then I saw him walking with my dog, and my dog had passed 6 months earlier, and they were both just happy. They weren't angry with me. They were just happy, and he was with her. And I woke up smiling as I remembered that I was so bad to him in the dream. So I know that he and my dog came back to warn me or let me know that they were okay. And they were in a good place, and they were together. So, but the point I'm trying to make is, you know, enjoy your people now. It's so much easier when you can hug them and kiss them while you can't talk to them. You know, we take that for granted. We really do.
Some people take that for granted. Not everybody.
You're right. I can't speak for everybody.
No, some people take it for granted, and you don't. I really think you don't, and you say you are a really good person, and anybody who has you as a friend would be lucky. So don't come up with that negative stuff again. Thank you very much.
I think the children are getting to Nina's head somehow. She's lost it. She's the one that always tells me to stop whining at her or abusing her, but maybe she doesn't mean it. I'm going to have to step up the abuse. So, hey, folks, even though I'm joking around, it's like you can call in and we'll certainly do what we can to help you. This is the Essence of Success Radio Network. This is an all-women's network, completely all women. Does that mean men cannot access it? Absolutely not. We've had men call in, and I believe that we've helped quite a few men that have called in. We've had a lot of men that have called in on this show when Lennis is here, and she will hopefully be back next week as soon as she shakes that little cold loose. And, we'll do what we can to help you out. We have other shows also on this network, And one of the things that you should know about this network, it is all about empowering the soul and helping people to live a better life. We're here to help you stand.
Oh, for sure. And Brenda, we have another caller.
Okay. Hello. You're on the air with Nina and Brenda. We're standing in for Lennis. Nina is standing in for Lennis. So how can we help you today?
Hi, I was wondering if you can give me some guidance as to what my grandfather is trying to tell me.
And what's your name?
Marissa.
I didn't catch that.
Marissa.
Marissa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When did Grandpa pass away?
About 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Are you married, Marissa?
Not yet. We live together, but
okay. You are going to be getting married?
Hopefully soon.
Okay.
Your grandpa's been moving stuff around in your house.
Yes.
Have you been finding things just a little bit out of sync somewhere in your house?
Sometimes things will fall. Okay. My dog will bark.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I think Nina's clicking in on what he doesn't like. Your grandpa was a little bit of a trickster or joker, or he used to laugh a lot or something.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. He's playing a lot of games with you, but he is trying to tell you that he's not liking that situation so well.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Yeah, that's what I picked up immediately. Sorry.
Okay.
No, it's almost like somebody, I'm not even kidding. It's like if somebody went to sit back at their table after they went to get the salt, and then the chair just somehow was not quite where it was supposed to be. Interesting, the feeling I keep getting about him in your household. It's almost like I'm going to set things right when you set things right. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Your beau... It's not that he has a problem with your beau, but he wants you and your beau. I think he's just really trying to look out for you.
Mm-hmm. He always was trying to get married.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's
going
on.
Yeah, you are. Pardon?
That's what's going on here. He's kind of pushing things a little bit.
Yeah.
I also dream about him. A lot.
And what does he tell you in the dream?
That I don't know if that has to do with like my family situation, his inheritance, maybe.
I didn't understand that. Sorry.
I don't know if it has to do with like family inheritance or the situation with that.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying that there's a money issue that's coming into play with your marriage or just with your other family members?
Yeah.
With what? Either the family members or the marriage? Which one is it? Or is it both?
Family members.
Okay.
Mostly I would say family members. Maybe both, but...
Maybe both? I think it is both.
It is both.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Well,
so
I heard your grandfather say. Were you saying something, Nina?
It's okay. Go ahead.
He said, you're going to get what's coming to you. He said, you're going to get what's coming to you. And he's saying that very seriously. So whoever's trying to start trouble or get what they're not supposed to get, I would say just how much he's going to work to make that happen. If they get the, this is what I'm hearing, if they get their hands on it and they're not supposed to, I will wrestle it free and get it right where it's supposed to be.
That's how he was, very direct.
Okay, that's what he just said.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So everything will be right, but you know, I think you have to take a few steps forward yourself and make things right too.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a little bit upset with you, I think, right now. But you know what? He gets over it real fast. I'm sensing that you were probably one of his favorite people in the world.
Yeah. He's like my dad.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're very, very...
Well, he wants his little girl to be married. Because he wants... And here's what he's saying. He wants that guy to do right by you.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
Wow. Great.
Yeah, you're really loved. You're really loved by him. Really loved.
But he's looking out for you, sweetie.
Look, he's looking out for you. And listen, you might get more things moving around in the house when your sweetie does not do something that he needs to do. So I don't know if you want to share that with him and creep him out or what, but it's like, watch how you treat me.
Yeah, just let him know Grandpa's still watching, and he's right there.
Yeah.
Anything else?
And
he'll
What was that, Marissa?
I'm sorry. No, well, please go ahead.
She wants to know what else he has to say.
That's about it from me. I'm not picking up anything else. He just, he wants everybody to do right by his little girl.
Okay, great.
He said, but he did say that he will, he'll be at your wedding and you'll know it's him.
Okay.
I don't know what he used to do with you, but he said you'll know that it's him. So he'll be there.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Sweetie. Yeah.
Thanks.
Good luck and let us know.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Marissa.
Thanks. Have a good day.
I hope those wedding bells are coming soon. Okay. Wow, he's a great old guy.
He really is, and he loves his granddaughter.
He loves his granddaughter.
That's going to be Jim. You know that, right? Him and his
Cassandra. Oh, my God, yes, Kathy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Heaven help anybody now for sure, but when he passes, heaven help anybody that hurts that kid.
Boy, if you've got a great grandpa, I mean, that's everything. Well, if you have a great grandma, I mean, it's just grandparents are, they're just the hearts of the world. They really are. I'm sorry. I just love elderly people. I love them. You know,
That's why you love me.
Shut up, Nina.
Yeah, I'm just going to give this phone
there
number again.
There are things
again.
We
area
can
code.
Do on the radio.
Area code 646-727-2914. Please give us a call. If you don't feel like talking live on the air, come into the chat room and ask your question there, and I will put it on the air.
There you go. So says the chat queen. So, yes. Hey, and we were just talking about family and people that passed on. Isn't that, see how things work? And she called in about her grandpa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he's still going to be pulling lots of tricks.
Oh, yeah. See, these kind of things happen, folks, because they're meant to happen. you know, Grandpa needed to speak, and somehow Grandpa got her to call in. Somehow Grandpa got her to call in. Yeah.
That
was
awesome.
So, yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, we're working it. Lennis will be back next week, we hope, and we're all sending her healing prayers, folks, so that she can come back and give us her brand of how it is. Nina and I we're usually around in the background. Nina's usually in the chat room, and she picks up things right along with Lennis and I when we're taking callers. So the times when I'm not around, then maybe Nina will be around. Yeah.
Well, maybe. Seeing how the kids seem to be doing fairly well, they're not making too terribly much noise. And that,
they
folks,
know
if
better.
if you're hearing children in the background, it's because I run a daycare, and they're still not gone home yet. We still have another half an hour, so they're actually playing really, really well today.
Which is nice. There used to be times when I would call Nina, and I'm telling you, they were like, no, Nina cannot talk on the phone with you today, Brenda, because she's got to play with me. And if Nina didn't
like
go
that.
Right away, the din would get louder and louder and louder until it was like a cacophony of a bunch of geese or something. But, yeah, they all knew I just wanted to put them all in boxes and put them in the closet.
Yeah, okay.
Hey,
you take one look
Easter
at these.
What?
You look at these little faces and put them in the closet, you wouldn't be able to handle it. You'd be sitting on the floor cuddling them.
I don't like children. They don't like
no,
me.
No, no. Uh-huh, sure. I know when Lydia was here a couple of years ago, that's where she was most of the time, in the playroom with all the children. And
oh, that sounds like Lydia.
Yeah, she'd sit down on the floor, and they'd just be right there, right on top of her, along with my animals.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And
I'd
have
to get a hazmat suit first. You know, children are little petri dishes. They carry all these. Matter of fact, Lennis probably was around some kid. That's probably why she's got a little bit of a cold or something going on.
Yeah, probably. Well, Jim calls them my little germ factories.
Same thing.
Those of you
yeah.
that have never heard my voice before, Jim is my husband of almost 40 years.
Better known to those in the know as Porky Pig. Lovingly known as Porky Pig. Because Porky Pig and I, we are part of one of those clubs. And we believe in Bacon Eaters of the World, unite! We're Bacon Eaters. And if you are a meatless vegetarian type person who has a better heart than I do, please accept my apologies. But still, I don't love the bacon, but I sure like eating it. And I don't eat much of it. I don't have a Nina that controls my bacon eating like he does. But I just only take it in once in a while. Too much of a good thing for me.
We'll make sure we have lots of it when you come up here.
That's right. That's right. I know that I can count on Porky Pig to sneak me some if you're not.
Yeah, we'll make sure. It might be the only thing that keeps us warm is the extra fat from the bacon.
And what's on my body.
Yeah, well, you got to remember, you are planning on coming up here in February. And for those, again, that don't know, I live in Alberta, Canada, and it gets cold here in February.
Yeah. We might be doing a show from up there.
We're going to the mountains, so yeah.
Yeah, that'll be really fun. So that's what I'm hoping for. If I can get all my dissertation work going the way I'm supposed to and everything else. Just, let's see, 5 more weeks of this quarter, and then I'll be just down to the dissertation work. Oh, can't wait. But anyway, let's not digress into all that. Let's get on with this wonderful show. This is a psychic show. And we should talk about some more things that we do for empowerment. This is the Easter week, folks. If you're not a Judeo-Christian, then even if you have pagan type stuff or Wiccan, this is also an important week as well, because it was all associated with the estrus cycle. And you probably know more about that than me, right, Nina?
I have no idea.
Oh. Well, usually Christian holidays were associated with pagan holidays so that they could kind of draw in the pagans, you know, during because of their natural routine. But still, the whole, let's just go beyond that for, you know, the whole religious thing. Let's just look at the symbolism of this week. This is the week of cleansing. This is the week of dealing with the darkness that is our souls and the parts of us, the habits that have hampered us or locked us up or chained us to something that we don't really want, that harms us. And that's this Holy Week is, if you think about it, going into all that to when we get to the weekend and Good Friday comes and we go through the transformation of the soul, and then there's a resurrection on Sunday, Easter Sunday. So if you don't think Judeo-Christian, if you don't want to think pagan, then just think about your own soul's journey. This is, what, 4 months into the year? It's a good time to really shut off all those things that you said you were going to shut off in January. And, you know, look for paths to change for a better life for you. That's what I think.
That sounds good to me. Plus, on top of that, the blood moon and the full moon as well. So, yeah, we had lots happening this week. Lots to make us think.
Yeah. And since next week we're dealing with forgiveness and apologies, and we're still through on that spring cleaning mode, right, Nina, don't you think?
Yeah, I think we still are a little bit, yeah, for sure. I'm not done all my windows, that's for sure.
Her windows? Please,
yeah.
How about the mantle? The dusty, musty mantle. Got all that stuff needs to be dusted off.
No, mine's done.
Yeah.
I don't have that to worry about.
I need a big, giant bin to just come and have a backhoe. Just take everything out of my house. And it could just be totally empty, and I could just start fresh. Except for the dog hair that Pepper, you know, she presses her little hair buttons and everything goes sprouting out. So, yeah, it's a perfect time for, the reason I think it's a perfect time for us all to get into the cleansing mode and move towards forgiveness, how to really let our soul go rejuvenate, is because we're 4 months in, and then at 6 months, you know, most of us want to start, you know, we want to get into summer. We want to play and be in the sun. And why not do that fresh? Why not do that after you've let all this other stuff completely go? Really let go. We've had since January. It's time to let go. And
hopefully everybody's been letting go since the beginning of the year. And the forgiveness part and the apologies part is where we recognize and realize that we've come to that point. We've decided that, yes, we need to forgive, we need to forget, and we need to move forward. And I think, you know, all the thought and soul-searching and stuff we've done since January, maybe now it's the time to just really cleanse that soul.
Yeah. Like we're at the... we're at the end of that, and then once we do that, we can move on to building, rebuilding. We'll resurrect after this weekend, and we can start focusing on new habits, new pathways in life, whether it's for your relationship or your career or your social connections, possibly where you live, maybe a new way of eating, what to ingest.
Yeah, a new way of doing things, all things. Maybe it's time to clean that out.
Right.
Get up at a different time of the day, go to bed at a different time at night. You know, all these things are all part of I think, renewing ourselves. Just a rearrangement of self, really.
Yeah, and forgiveness is freedom. Yeah. I saw one of these things. I did post it, folks, on the link for the LNB for Monday's show coming up. But there's a little video clip from an Oprah show, and it was Oprah said it was one of her aha moments. And the person that was speaking, he was talking about forgiveness, and he said, we need to forgive ourselves because most of us are trying to rewrite the past. It's like if we're trying to hold on to the past, but not just hold on to it. We want to make it different than it was. It's like, okay, here's a good analogy. So maybe you were the type of person who, you know, was a little, we'll say a little loose, or maybe you were quite promiscuous. And you've decided at this point in your life that you really don't want to have been that. Now, maybe you go to church a lot, and maybe you're just a much more spiritual person and you honor your body more. And you have a bit of a fear that people will look into your past and say, how can you tell me how to live a pure life, whatever, and you were just loosey-goosey left and right. Well, the past does not equal the future. The past does not equal the future. And we cannot go back and change our past. If we could, don't you think we'd go back and change? Most of us would want Lincoln to still be alive, you know, or at least have lived a much longer life just to see how that could have driven America to a much better place. Not saying it's a bad place, but I think we could do better. And I think the same thing about my own self. And I think that that's true for everybody. But
I do, too.
Yeah, but, oh, we've got a new caller.
We do.
I'll pontificate later.
I'm sure you will.
Hello. Thanks for joining Nina and I. Nina's standing in for Lennis. How can we help you today?
Oh, I just had a question.
Okay, what's your name, sweetie?
Desmond.
Okay, Desmond.
Yeah, I had a question about, we kind of just getting to know each other, lady friend, nothing serious. I just was trying to pick up a vibe on her. Her name is Aquella.
She's really pretty, and she's playing it cool because she's not trying to spook you. But I think feelings, at least I'm getting a read that her feelings are a little bit stronger than the way you're seeing it.
Are they strong?
They're much stronger than yours. And I'm going to tell you, Desmond, You're playing it cool, too. It's essentially like a Mexican standoff. I mean, you're two people that like each other, but I'm not sure if you guys just have other luggage or you've had a lot of problems or you've just come from a problem. But she's pretty. She's pretty, but just because she's pretty doesn't mean she's creepy. Do you get me? Do you get me, Desmond? She's a pretty woman.
Right.
She's really pretty, but you know how a lot of us think that really nice-looking people are kind of creepy, kind of selfish and all that. She's much nicer than that. She's actually... She's a very beautiful woman. I'm trying to say she's a beautiful woman, but her energy is also coming from inside of her. So she's a nice person, and she does have strong feelings, as Nina's saying, but I'm just calling you out a little. You have strong feelings for her, and that's it. I guess all I can say is continue in your friendship. And let things develop naturally.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Maybe don't put so much the brakes on the both of you.
Yeah, let things happen and let things happen naturally. I think there could be much more to this relationship than both of you are letting on right now.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
You didn't know that you felt a little bit stronger for her, Desmond?
No, I just seeing she was just a cool person, you know, because it's just, I don't really know her.
Well, she's a cool person. She's definitely a cool
person.
No,
you don't really know her, but but you like what you see, and what you see is much more of what you're getting than you think. Maybe I'm not being clear. She does like you. She does like you. And when I say her feelings are strong, she's not wishy-washy about it. So right now she's focused on you, not focused like creepy focused like a stalker, but she likes you. And she wants to see where this is going to lead to. And you're doing the same thing.
Well, see, I was kind of, because I didn't really look
for her. She's what?
Well, I wasn't even looking for all that, because she just got a relationship, so I didn't.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Desmond, I didn't hear you. Could you repeat that real quick?
I said she's just getting out of a relationship, so I didn't even try to venture towards that way. She's still getting over her ex. I didn't even really try.
Okay,
to.
Then that's... Yeah, as I said earlier, I didn't know if somebody was just getting out of something, but okay, now that makes sense. But, yeah, she likes you. I'm not saying get married tomorrow. That's why I'm like, you know. But I would just allow it to flow. I wouldn't put up any brakes unless you decide you want to move on, but... Yeah. Your question was, how does she feel? She likes you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she really does.
Oh, okay.
So,
I didn't know
she
liked me. I was surprised. Okay.
Is it? Okay.
Huh?
Well, I said, well, you know, I mean, okay, well, I'm reading that she likes you. I mean, Nina, is that what you're reading?
Yeah, that's what I'm reading, too. She's a little hesitant because of the past relationship, but she just go one step at a time and move forward with this relationship. I think it could be a good one.
Okay. All right. I have one other question. That'd be it. What about another feature?
Desmond.
Yes.
You can only ask one question because we're Nazis here. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. What's the question?
I have another female friend that we was kind of like real close but she had a, she was like in between me and her father, the baby of her father. Her name is Erica.
Yeah, you guys were having sex.
No, no, we wouldn't have sex.
You weren't having sex?
No.
Okay, so you guys are close. You want to have sex?
I mean, oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, but I think
okay.
she's, she can't get over her father. She probably be having sex with the father of her baby, but.
Well, I think you need to move forward and away from that relationship. You want to remain friends with her? I think if you want to remain friends with her, that's all well and fine, but I think you could bring a whole heap of trouble down on yourself if you hang on to that one.
I mean, I'm not sure if she, I'm just saying. I don't know, sure. I'm just seeing what you pick up on her. It's...
Yeah, well, I'm picking up that you could end up in a whole mess of trouble. So just keep that on a, yeah, just keep that on a friends only basis.
Okay.
That could end up being trouble too, but hey, you know.
Yeah, well, that could end up being trouble as well. But I know, you know, if you need to be friends, you need to be friends. But I definitely keep it to that only.
Okay.
Don't let the little head take you into some bad trouble.
Bad trouble? Oh, man. I mean...
Well, hey, you know, it depends on what you think is trouble. To me, relationships aren't easy. And, you know, I'm going to say this because I'm sure that you've been involved with more than one woman at a time, Desmond. And do you recall how difficult that was?
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't want to admit it.
So I mean, I you're potentially getting ready for a big explosion with the first girl that you're interested in, and this girl, because this girl that is still sleeping with the baby's daddy, this girl will still get jealous of you, even though you're not attached to either one of them. And the first girl you talked about, her issues, she had issues with her previous, or her, the one she's trying to get out of, because of infidelity. So, you know, these are precarious, this is like putting you in a precarious vortex, if you ask me. But some people find that exciting.
Just, I don't know.
But I would listen to Nina on this one and just be careful.
Yeah.
Oh, just stay clear. Okay.
Yeah, I would definitely.
Well, you take care out there, Desmond. I'm glad that you called in, and I wish you the best all the way around. Check back with us. Let us know how things turned out.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
thanks,
sweetie.
Desmond.
But he's cute.
He is cute,
but
yeah.
Being cute can get you into trouble.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I saw a fist going in the face. So yeah, that could be a whole mess.
Oh no, I hope he doesn't get that baby daddy. That's going to be a bit of a problem.
Yeah, well, that's
okay,
what I saw.
Okay, so I think we're at pretty much the end of the show, folks. We're going to tell you about the shows that are coming up, right, Nina?
We sure are.
So
tomorrow is Filmcology. Tomorrow is Thursday in Filmcology with Brenda and Brenda.
Okay, tomorrow the movie we're going to be doing is Where the Heart Is. Right?
Yeah.
I think it's Where the Heart Is. Or something like Heart Is... Okay,
no, it's
the Natalie Portman movie. What's it called, Nina?
Where the Heart Is.
Okay, Where the Heart Is. And the show has switched to 6 p.m., folks. I know we were at 4, but now we're at 6. I'm switching the shows. I switched the show tomorrow. So from now on, Filmcology will be at 6 p.m. on Thursdays, Pacific time. And we'll talk about the psychology of the characters, and there's a whole lot of wonderful information there to be gained and used in our own lives. And then on Friday, we have
Traffic Jam with Lennis.
Yes. And this is the second show to tag on from Luther, or I like to call him Luther Vandross, which she totally messed us up last week, was had us all like, oh, Luther. And then the show is over. And so she's going to continue it this Friday somewhere. She'll let us know. Keep your TVs and everything tuned, your Facebook. Check her Facebook account or check theessenceofsuccess.com to find out where we can catch that show. And it'll be the last 30 minutes of the Luther special. And then on Saturday, well, we're going to see Lydia will be out of town. Her husband is running in the Boston Marathon to gain solidarity for the bombing last year.
He's going to be here.
And he's also he's been doing the marathon for a number of years. But, so Lydia will be in Boston, so she won't be in town. But we're going to see about getting her show, possibly subbing for her show, and we'll let you know about that as well. So, but just know on Saturdays we usually have Time to Love at 2 p.m. Pacific time with Lydia Pello. And if Nina and I might be standing in for that show, too. Next.
And on Sunday,
we have
nothing this week because Lennis
well,
is doing Easter
so
dinner.
I don't think we're going to have any shows on Easter. Easter, you're going to be resurrecting, which means you're going to be hungry. So get some
I'll
of
look
that
for her sauce.
Piece of food. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, all that nummy stuff.
Yeah, all the nummy stuff. My sweetie just sent me a big old box of chocolate. He didn't send one Easter bunny. He sent two. Apparently he thinks that Easter's supposed to be all about chocolate. He didn't send me a ham bone. He sent me chocolate. I love my sweetie.
And then on Monday we have LNB, Passage to Empowerment. And this week we are going to be talking about forgiveness and apologies.
That's right. We touched on a little bit of that today. Because, folks, we're shaking off all the old stuff and we're starting anew. And we need to finalize the old stuff by forgiveness and apologies. So join
and
us
then
on 8. Monday at 8, right?
Yeah.
8 p.m.
And Tuesday is BYO Brilliance. And Brenda's going to be talking about cooking all by herself.
That's right. The brilliance of cooking. And guess who's going to be on my show? Can't get away from the woman. I'm going to have Nina on there because Nina cooks all the time. I've been asking her to send me some cookies for years, but I'm not going to say anything about that on the show. So I'm going to say it here. But, yes, it's going to be the brilliance of cooking. And cooking does a lot to lift your spirits and to make you feel good. So, yes, that's what we have going on, folks. And then we'll be right back to psychic readings with Lennis next Wednesday, and we're going to get her healthy so she can come back and we don't have to work so hard. All right.
All right. That's it for now. Thanks, everyone,
for
tuning in.
I want to thank Patricia and Marissa and Desmond and anyone else who is, as Nina said, tuning in. Thank you for joining us. You all be blessed. And let's see, as Lennis loves to say, if you can't grow with me, you can't go with me. And I say, like my grandmother always said, don't let your love go wrong. You hear that, Desmond? And Nina?
Just have a good one, people. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.